News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The State Justice Department plans to appeal, blocking Wisconsin's latest abortion restriction. They're going to try and get the law to take effect before trial in November. The state filed a notice of appeal this morning with the Seventh Circuit U.S. Appellate Court in Chicago. The Justice Department wants the court to require abortion doctors to have hospital privileges until the trial on the measure is finished. The state did not explain the reasoning in its notice today. Republicans who wrote the law say it's designed to make sure that women who undergo abortion procedures can be hospitalized if something goes wrong. The abortion doctors say it almost never happens, and the real reason is to end all abortions north of Madison and Milwaukee. Planned Parenthood and Affiliated Medical Services filed suit against the new law the very day Governor Walker signed it. The next business day, federal judge William Connolly issued the temporary order blocking the requirement while it's being challenged. The U.S. Army is being urged to suspend contracts with companies tied to Al-Qaeda, and so far, they're refusing. Fox's Mike Emanuel has the story.
A new Inspector General report on reconstruction in Afghanistan contains alarming information that the watchdog warned the Army of 43 cases of federal contracts going to enemies of the United States. Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah calls that outrageous.
You have thousands upon thousands of men and women who are giving their lives, sacrificing their families to go over there and fight in Afghanistan, and yet we're giving tens of millions of dollars to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda affiliates, the very people that want to kill Americans. That is about as offensive as it possibly gets.
In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News Radio.
Authorities in northwest Wisconsin are still looking for a rogue police officer, a Waupun lieutenant who's been with the force over 20 years, now accused of robbing a restaurant and stealing at least one vehicle. 43-year-old Bradley Young wanted for busting into Walker's Colorville restaurant in Green Lake early yesterday, then taking a pickup truck 2 hours later. Barron County authorities spotted that truck last night, and they say Young crashed the truck near Rice Lake and ran off into a wooded area. This is Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
We were advised of a subject that had stole the car from the Waupun area and did a burglary and fled from police down there. We located his vehicle on Highway 53 in Barron County yesterday afternoon at 5:30, attempted to stop that vehicle. The subject fled. He ended up crashing his car into a wooded area and just between Rice Lake and Cumberland, just off of Highway 48.
Now authorities are looking for a missing 1996 white Nissan Maxima that was taken from the Rice Lake area. Authorities believe that Young may have taken that vehicle to get away. About one of every seven low-income preschoolers in Wisconsin were considered obese in 2011. That's according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, which said the Badger State was among 20 that did not reduce percentages of obese preschoolers since the last study in 2006. Health officials say if the trend continues, the new generation of children will have lower life expectancy than their parents. That CDC report looked at kids aged 2 to 4 in federal nutrition programs for the poor. The DNR is getting some threats after the Giggles incident. You remember Giggles, the fawn that was euthanized? Well, officials say they've been getting some threats after putting the baby deer down. Tom Carco has the story.
The white-tailed deer had been named Giggles by staff at the Society of St. Francis Animal Shelter. They had planned to send it to a wildlife facility in Illinois. However, several DNR agents and some Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies, all armed, went to the shelter 2 weeks ago, claiming noncompliance with agency request to turn over the fawn. Shelter officials were also told about DNR policy with the animal's death, as well as state law that prohibits the possession of wildlife. It's a story that sparked national attention and lots of outrage, even creation of a Facebook page called Justice for Giggles. Tom Carco in Racine, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It does not appear that the Oshkosh Corporation will convince a union to extend their contract by 5 years to make it easier to win a big order for military vehicles. Talks on the extended deal have broken down, and no agreement between Oshkosh and Local 578 of United Auto Workers. The current deal runs for 3 more years. The company wanted to add an additional 5 years to the package so they could cut costs in an effort to get the $13 billion contract with the Army and the Marines for tactical vehicles. The union voted in late June to pursue the negotiations, but the deal had not been reached by the deadline of July 30th. The union's bargaining committee said it was disappointed it could not reach that agreement. There's a couple of major auctions coming up at the Wisconsin State Fair tonight and tomorrow. The Governor's Blue Ribbon Meat Products Auction up this evening in West Allis. The Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction takes place tomorrow night. Governor Scott Walker will be on hand for both events. Tonight's auction features meat from the champion and reserve champion animals in 9 categories. The proceeds will benefit the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation. John Brunkwell chairs the meat auction, said the goal is to raise $110,000 to support about 350,000 4-H youth members, along with 20,000 adult volunteers and 2,800 youth leaders throughout the state. This year, the bids for the meat will be taken online as well as at the event. Police in Madison are looking for suspects who attacked an Oshkosh man at a hotel early this morning. Authorities say just after midnight, the 32-year-old victim was walking back to his room and he was attacked by 4 men. That happened at the Howard Johnson Plaza Hotel. The victim suffered cuts and bruises in the attack, and police do not believe the assailants were staying at the hotel, but may have known someone who was. The insurance companies have passed a major hurdle to sell individual insurance plans under the federal health care law. The Wisconsin Insurance Commission passed the review of 13 insurance companies for the state's insurance exchange, and now they await final approval from the federal government. Under the new law, approved insurance companies must be open for applications in October, so final approval could come quite soon. A list of companies passing that review available at the Commissioner of Insurance's website. We have that for you at WSAU.com. The woman from Grand Rapids area missing for the past 4 days is alive and well. 50-year-old Catherine Sila located at a motel in Madison last night. Sila had borrowed a friend's car on Friday night but hadn't told anyone where she was going or for how long. She is once again doing just fine. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for tonight. Showers and thunderstorms developing, gusty winds and some hail possible, down to 58 degrees. Wind southwest to west, 6 to 12, turning to the northwest later on. Wednesday, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm early, otherwise partly cloudy, cooler, less humid, high 74. Wednesday night, mostly clear and cool, down to 45 degrees. Your Thursday outlook, partly cloudy, high near 76. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.